I believe that it is busy and it's chaotic, TV and radio in England. But that's, you know, not necessarily why my sound is the way it is. I just think, and you know what, I'm not even sure if I have a sound. I mean, I think people say I have, but I kind of keep moving on. And the thing is, I mean, the more people talk about silence, the more I make noisy records.
Clash magazine of London called James Blake the crown prince of the quiet revolution. Quiet may describe his electronic sound at the moment, but don't count on it staying that way. James is just in his 20s and has a lot of experimenting to do in his future. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. James Blake creates dubstep, a style that emerged in the late 90s from his native London. It's electronic dance music that centers on heavy bass lines with lots of samples, dark chords, and the occasional vocal. The trick with electronic music is getting the right balance between technology and musicianship. For his debut album, James Blake shaped long melody lines and vocals and didn't layer as many samples. The result is a sound that is both familiar and unfamiliar, sometimes soothing, and other times eerie and mysterious. James Blake recently performed a few of his songs live in Studio A, where our host Russ Boris asked him about the process of producing the album and its first single, Limit to Your Love.
I mean, it took me a long time. Limit to Your, like, it went through many stages. I should say that I went through many stages of learning to produce. And, like, you know, pretty early on, I was quite bad. You know, it sounded quite bad. Like, you wouldn't be able to play it on the system and it sound good, or even on headphones, it would just sound kind of tinny, or it took me a while to actually reach a point where I could produce music that sounded good, like, anywhere. And I still don't think I've really got there. I think, you know, my sound's kind of, it's not always the same. It's, you know, there's no, I don't know, like a standard mix down or anything like that. It's kind of temperamental. So Limit started as you know, an early production, and then I just kept sort of going back to it and making it better and making it better.
There's a limit to your love, like a waterfall in slow motion, like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love, your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare?
The music that you've been creating is pretty unique, and you know, in a time where it's really hard to come up with something original or something that sounds like you haven't heard it before, you're twisting at some influences in kind of a whole new way, whether that's, you know, R&B or dubstep or whatnot, and you're kind of creating something fresh. So where does that come from for you?
Well, I don't think it is that hard to make things that sound new. I just think not a lot of people bother doing it, and I think not a lot of people want to do it. And I don't think anyone should want to do it. It's kind of like, it's not necessary. It's not, you know, trying to think of new sounds and or trying to come up with new ways of producing stuff isn't, I don't think that is like the future. And I don't think it's necessarily necessary or the end game. I don't think that's the goal, like necessarily, or that shouldn't have to be the goal. It just happens to be something that I enjoy. It's just fiddling around in the dark and experimenting with things I haven't heard before. That is just kind of an approach.
Oh,
James Blake playing live in Studio A with the Wilhelm Scream and Limit to Your Love. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.